Okay, I'm speaking with Roger Smith from the American Printing House for the Blind, and we're going to check out K Sonar. Okay.
Yes, letter K.
Okay.
And okay, what it so is, it's a handheld device that assists you. You attach it to your hand, to your cane.
I was going to say this is not a cane. It's a device that goes on your cane.
On the cane, yes.
Can we attach it to this cane? Can I see how that works?
And what it does, it just slides down off of this cane.
Okay.
And then it will slide right on your cane.
Oh, I gotta go down until it's, yeah.
And I'm going to give you a set of earphones that go with it.
All right. Now, it does not quite,
a golf grip type cane.
Oh, so this doesn't work on an NFB cane then?
Only if you use a larger grip. The golf grip
okay. Well, then this isn't going to play, is it? Well, wait a minute.
You can hold it in your hand.
I've got an idea. I have.
Some people don't even want it on their cane. Some people don't like to use it on their cane.
I found a solution.
That works great.
You might want to let some of your customers know that it works.
Yeah.
It can be done that way. Kind of weird, but it works. All right, let's see. So these are ear...
And I'm going to plug them into the...
Earbuds,
and yeah. It will allow ambient noise to
interesting
reach your ears, or so you can hear the outside sounds. They do not block off the sound. I'm going to plug it
right
into the back of the case sonar. I'm going to turn it on.
So this is the device is an odd shaped. What's the reason for the kind of gun shape, trigger shape?
Some people like to hold it in their other
like this
hand while they use the cane in their left or right hand. So,
okay.
And other people prefer to use it on their cane.
Okay. So it kind of does feel like a trigger.
Yes. Uh-huh. And
are these the sonar transducers?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Okay. And these are the buttons here. This is your on and off. This is your range and your volume. So, and I might have the range and volume backwards.
Let's see here. Do you just press them in?
Uh-huh. Did you turn it on? That's your...
I'm hearing noise.
Okay, well, it's on.
Okay.
And what you hear is the sound waves being bounced back to the case sonar itself.
Now, how does the device need to be? How do the transducers need to be oriented?
Okay, what we recommend doing is to use it similar to this.
Okay.
This way, what you are looking at with your cane is also being seen with the case sonar.
Oh, I get you.
Okay. The basic same
direction. Okay.
Now, again, you can use it separate from the cane, but we
right
do not recommend using it by itself. It will
right
not detect drop-off. In other words, if you come to a stairwell, you're not going to get any feedback. It's not going to echo any sound back to the case sonar because there is nothing there to echo back off of.
Right, that makes sense. It's not a replacement for a dog or a cane.
Right, exactly.
So does this catch overhanging?
It can if you hold it in your other hand separately and point it in that direction. Right now, it's pretty much pointed in the same direction the tip of your cane is.
Yeah, so it's really not going to be as beneficial, is it?
It is not in that aspect, but it will detect a little bit further out than your cane because of the directional...
Okay. So right now I'm hearing a sound that's sort of hard to describe.
The sound will change according to what you're looking at, the density of it, the closeness of it. The closer the sound, the frequency will change. It becomes a little bit stronger. The more dense the sound, the pitch will change. It varies again according to which.
I think I ended up turning it all the way down.
Okay. And there is a learning curve involved with it. You have to learn what the sound represents. It takes maybe an hour to actually become semi-proficient with it, maybe a day to really become proficient with it. And a lot of people that use it swear by it because not only do they know what where they're going as far as the type of object that they're looking at, but they can actually tell the difference in a bush and a wall or a fence and a solid surface. You can detect people with it. It gives a different signature for a person.
Let me just take it off the cane and hold it in my hand, I think, to see if I can...
And right now you're pointing at me.
Yep.
And I'm about a foot away.
That's a higher pitch now.
Now you're pointing at our display, which is hard in surface. It's
I wish I would have brought my external speaker so that I could demo this better on the podcast.
Yeah, it would be better.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to come back. Okay.
The sound will vary according to what you're looking at.
And so that's a weirder when I pointed at you.
That's because I'm not a solid mass that reflect the sound that well back to the case sonar. And again, it just depends on how far away it is and what type of object you're looking at, what type of object it's bouncing off of.
Well, right now it's really high pitch. Well.
Okay, well that is an individual that's standing a little bit closer to you than I was.
So is the pitch going to increase or decrease as you get further, closer?
It will decrease as it becomes further away. It increases as it becomes closer. The frequency will change according to the density of the object that you're looking at. So you have to judge both frequency and pitch to determine what type of object it is.
Well, what do you mean by that, frequency and pitch?
Your pitch will raise, your frequency will increase. The pitch will raise according to the object. If it's a more solid object, more dense object,
Loudness changes too, though.
The loudness is also in respect to distance. So you have several different things that it takes a while to learn what it
is. So is this like a replacement sort of for the MOAT sensor? Because I remember the MOAT sensor a long time ago.
The MOAT sensor, it was basically this is an extension of that. This isn't really a replacement. This is a further development of
right. So can this? Does this just only have audio output, or can this vibrate as well?
It only has audio output.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now we do have one that has both, or I shouldn't say both. It has either audio or tactile output vibration.
Okay.
It's called our mini guide.
It's called a mini guide.
Uh huh. And it's a handheld device. It does not attach to a cane. You hold it in one hand and you set your feedback according to. If you plug in earphones, you're going to get audio. If you don't plug in the earphones, you're going to get a tactile feedback.
Right, okay. That makes sense.
And you adjust the distance on it as far as do you want immediate feedback, say within 2 meters, or do you want to go beyond 2 meters? And then it goes 2 to 8 meters.
Well, this would be something to get used to.
It does take a while to get used to it.